Shit is a uniquely Detroit art form. It's a fast-paced dance with intricate footwork that emerged in the 1970s. The dance started in the era of funk, but later became entwined with the city's emerging techno scene. Across the Atlantic, people in Zimbabwe were familiar with a different kind of jit. There, it's a style of popular dance music with deep roots in the country's musical traditions. The Zimbabwe Cultural Center of Detroit is behind a project that brings the two art forms together. Cindy Canty talked to two of the artists involved in the cultural exchange. Chido Johnson is a Detroit artist and co-founder of the Zimbabwe Cultural Center of Detroit. Halim Strings Rasool is a Detroit jit dancer and director of the documentary Jitterbugs, Pioneers of the Jit. Cindy had Halim start out by describing what Detroit jit looks like.
We got our own intricate footwork where it could be applied to the floor through a drop we call drops. It's like a hitting the floor with exclamation. And we have just our own unique footwork patterns. You know, there, of course, there's footwork and tap and other styles, but we have our own unique way. And some of the terms that we use are kicks, wiggles, crossover, clinches.
And tempo is fast, right?
Tempo is usually fast, but again, this was pre-techno when it started, so it was done to funk, and then it sped up as the music started to change and speed up.
And Chido, you grew up in Zimbabwe, you're the son of missionaries there, and as you're growing up there, you're well acquainted with a different kind of jit. Yep. Tell us about that.
Actually, jit technically is a music too, but in terms of dance, I could just repeat exactly what Halim said. Same description, different words, but same description. And that was the crazy thing. We had been connected through, we both got a Kresge during the same time, and we were doing a show. And then I saw all these posters up, Jit Workshop. And I was like, oh, Zimbabweans in town. What's going on?
And then you discover, oh, wait, there's Detroit Jit.
Yeah. But removing the sound, the dance is equivalent.
Interesting.
Uncannily.
So what did you think when you realized that there was this whole other world in Detroit?
You know, having been raised and lived here, what's kept me in Detroit was feeling at home outside of home. And there is so many mirrors, like especially we're going back to some earlier times. We look at even the 2008, 2009, 2010, you know, there was the media, how it portrayed Detroit was equivalent to how it portrayed Zimbabwe. So you could remove the word Zimbabwe and put Detroit and vice versa. And, you know, history going back to the Pan-Africanist movement, the connection with Zimbabwe. Stevie Wonder was the first cultural ambassador to Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. As an artist, he went in 1982 to sing Master Blaster, and he talked about how Zimbabwe was murdered in the streets of Detroit and the symbolism of Zimbabwe had in Detroit at that time in 79, 78. And so there's been existing links that we just clasped on. It pre-existed beyond us. So we were looking at that connection, and we've been doing a lot of connections since that. And this just was a perfect when it just came up, the uncanny relationship of the dance and, yeah.
And Halim, we're talking about, for the Detroit jit, this is this form of dance, as you say, emerged in the late 60s into the 1970s. So how did, and you were not around then, I'm looking at you. How did you get into that? How did it come into your life?
Well, growing up in Detroit and going to school and being around peers, you see this footwork dance that you see at the dances and things like that. You will even see it on shows like New Dance Show at the time where I was watching. And you can see some of it on the scene, which was popular in the 70s and going to the 80s. But when you're young like that, you think this is happening all across the world. Mm-hmm. So through my travels, I was in other forms of dance. It made me look back and reflect to, you know, what Detroit is unique in, you know, and that's what started making me double back and ask questions about these things that I only saw in Detroit and nowhere else. And that kind of led me on a path of, like, connecting dots.
Well, speaking of connecting dots, let's listen to a comparison of the kind of music that modern Detroit jit dancers are dancing to versus some classic jit from Zimbabwe.
A lyrical jit. A galaxy of mine.
So what are the similarities that you hear between these two, and more so, how are you merging them with your project, the JIT Exchange?
Well, Zimbabwe Culture Center of Detroit was, before with no funding, we were doing mostly virtual exchanges. It was purely through social media and finding a virtual landscape. But fortunately, with the Knights grant, we're able to have physical exchanges of artists from Detroit going to Zimbabwe to do research there and vice versa from Zimbabwe to Detroit. And that's when we approached Halim and be like, oh man, you have to go to Zimbabwe and not only to research JIT there, but also to bring Detroit JIT to mm-hmm. Zimbabwe.
And so, Halim, that was what, 6 weeks you spent in Zimbabwe working with musicians and dancers?
Yep, 5-6 weeks, yep.
What was that like for you?
Man, that was my first time over in the continent of Africa, and it was amazing. It was beautiful just being able to have that people-to-people relation and interaction. So just beyond JIT, it was just, you know, going on as a researcher, you know, and being able to share the Detroit style was just... you know, great experience.
What did you see as the main differences and the main similarities?
Well, there's one particular step that's called the Burrowdale that comes from JIT lineage on the Zimbabwe mm-hmm. side. And we have a funk JIT style that we do. And those are kind of similar in pace, almost like the pattern. You know, there's a tempo, you know, the speed of it is similar as well. You know, as far as music, the music is different. Like, you wouldn't really see any, like, relationship as far as, you know, instrumentation and things like that. I know the guitar is dominant in the Zimbabwe side, straight production on the Detroit side, electronic bass. So that's an interesting tidbit.
How did it affect you as an artist, to that 6 weeks of being in Zimbabwe and experiencing that and merging your art with theirs? What did that do for you as an artist?
Inspiration. That's what artists live on, you know what I'm saying? So, and then possibilities. So, like I said, me going over there was the first phase, and, you know, trying to get collaborators from there on this side is just the second. So, and then who knows what the future holds.
And Chido, I see you're happy because this cultural exchange, this JIT exchange, mm-hmm. it's part of this ongoing mission and this work you're doing. So tell us about some of the other cross-cultural exchanges that you're making happen between Zimbabwe and Detroit.
Yeah, actually, as Halim mentioned, we were hoping to bring the dancers that he had conducted there here. But now we're so fortunate that we're doing two phases. We're doing one phase this year to focus on the sonic intersection, being guided by Halim, being conscious of the tempo. But then the second phase next year will be for the dance. We're going to bring the dancers here. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, both Halim talked about the JIT history here at the University of Michigan, as well as Mono Mukundu. And it was amazing to be re-educated about those connections. And seemingly, the music seems so different. We were saying, oh, the dance is just a dance. Strip the music, but wow, that dance is crazy. But Mono's educated us in the history of the JIT music in Zimbabwe, how the tempo coming before the guitar had the same mm-hmm. tempo as the JIT music. That's crazy.
And I know there's a performance happening on Thursday. Halim, tell us what's planned and where it'll be held.
Yeah, so we have a big show. It's going to be at the UMA Museum here at U of M. Everything's going to kick off at 7. We got a good show from front to back, and we have guests, but main collaborators would be myself and Mano Mukundu. And then we even have an alumni here named Everett Reed, which is called E. Reed and the JIT Coalition. And we got some interesting fusion with music and dance. Can't wait.
And right before that, opening at 4:30 at Gallery Das is a collaboration with Elizabeth James from the DAS program, and that is one of several Zimbabwe Cultural Center projects. This particular project is called I Wish You Here, Postcards Through the Eyes of the Other. And right now, if you go to a town in Mutare by the border of Mozambique and you walk at the gallery there, there's a postcard stand. And you walk in the postcard stand, the postcard stand has buildings or significant streets in the town of Mutare. But when you flip that card around, they're all Detroit artists. And similarly, here in Detroit, you see postcards similarly by Artis Mutare. So the show at the National Gallery, the main focus is this postcard exchange. So if you show up at a gallery desk at 4:30, there's some good food, drinks, good art, and then prepare yourself for this amazing performance.
So a very, very rich artistic collaboration. Chido Johnson, Detroit artist and co-founder of the Zimbabwe Cultural Center of Detroit, and Halim Strings Rasul, Detroit Chit dancer, founder of the dance group Hardcore Detroit. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you. Yeah,
thank you.
The music you heard in this segment was My AUX Mind by Aux88, followed by Paul Impofu performing Mu Rabindah.